Warner Brothers presents Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell in Tango and Cash. A silver car and a helicopter pursue a tanker truck down a narrow desert highway. In the open-top car, Ray Tango, a smartly dressed plainclothes policeman.
10-4, 20 William 12, we have you eastbound 14 freeway in pursuit of tanker truck. Backup is available. Air Unit 3 is in the area.
I see him, but I can handle this myself.
This is Air Unit 3. Forget it, Tango. We'll take it from here. Drop back.
Drop dead. I've been on this case for 3 months. All right, I'm going around.
He pulls out, the truck swerves over to stop him overtaking. He pulls back and tries to pass on the inside. Again, the truck veers into his path. Inside the truck, the driver, a swarthy man in a blue bandana, and his male passenger try to thwart Tango's approach, but he swoops past them and roars away down the road.
We're out of our jurisdiction, Tango. County Sheriff and CHP are on the way. Whatever you're gonna do, do it now. Good luck.
Thanks, over.
The helicopter veers away. Tango burns rubber down the road until there's a distance between his car and the speeding truck. He slews the silver car round and skids to a stop directly in the path of the oncoming tanker. He coolly gets out of the car and stands in front of it in the road, watching as the lorry appears over the brow of a hill. He pulls out a revolver, empties the gun, and reloads. He takes aim at the approaching truck.
Jesus! Shit!
The bullet hits the windscreen on the driver's side. He aims again.
This guy's crazy!
He calmly takes aim again as the truck bears down. The driver realizes Tango isn't moving.
Shit! Jesus!
He fires, the driver slams on the brakes, Tango doesn't budge, the truck stops, the men crash through the windscreen.
Glad you could drop in.
They've landed on the ground at his feet.
You like jewelry? I prefer blondes. Do the honors.
He throws down some handcuffs. Police squad cars pull in from both directions and the police helicopter swoops in again. Armed policemen swarm over the tanker and wrestle with the prisoners. Tango, impatiently looking at his watch, is approached by an authoritative man in a grey suit with a handlebar moustache.
Ray. Hey, Captain, what the hell's going on here?
Just letting the locals do their thing.
You blew out the window of this truck.
I know.
We got two guys lying on the road.
I noticed.
Federal highway, and we're out of our jurisdiction.
That's true.
So what the hell's going on?
I heard a rumor about this truck.
What about this truck?
It's not a truck.
Gas truck.
No. It's a major moving violation.
Tango's approached by an angry policeman.
Did you check the first panel?
It's full of gas, sir. We checked the whole truck, asshole. There's nothing in it. And you're out of your neighborhood, big city boy. I want your badge. I want your weapon. I want your ass. Who do you think you are?
He thinks he's Rambo.
Rambo is a pussy.
He fires a bullet into the tanker and white powder trickles out of the hole.
What do you know? It's snowing.
He walks over to the powder, cups some in his hand and tastes it. He turns to the chief.
Anybody want to get high?
I'll be damned.
Not bad for a city guy.
In the back of a passing car, Quan, a Chinese man, Lopez in a grey suit, and Eve Perrette in a white suit.
Ray, Tango, he's done it to us again. And if it isn't Tango, it's Cash. Tango and Cash, Cash and Tango. These two cops are driving me crazy. We have to do something about this.
I agree. I would like to handle this myself, Mr. Friend.
No,
we will handle it.
No. Not that way. I have something else in mind.
Gabriel Cash rides into a garage in his open-topped car. Local kids run along behind the car, shooting at him with water pistols. He's dressed in a blue t-shirt and jeans with a cream jacket and sunglasses on. His brown hair is casually long at the back. He walks up to his apartment. He picks the newspaper off the mat. The headline reads, Tango breaks drug pipeline, 1 billion in cocaine seized.
Well, if it isn't Armani with a badge.
On the flip side, another picture. Cash makes another bust, 200 kilos seized. He smiles into a mirror. A gunman is behind the mirror and shoots Cash. He shoots him again. Cash staggers back over the balcony. Hanging on, he shoots back. The gunman jumps through a window. He lands on top of a car, recovers and runs off. Cash follows him through the shattered window and lands on the ground. He gives chase. Holding a gun with a laser sight on, Cash chases the gunman into an underground car park. He looks carefully around. A black pickup screeches around a corner and heads straight for Cash. He holds his ground, gun at the ready. A bag lady with a trolley trundles into the path of the truck. Cash grabs the old lady and kicks the trolley into the pickup truck's path. A grey-haired man is loading presents into the back of a sedan. Without closing the car doors, Cash reverses the blue sedan into the pickup truck. It rips the open door off and roars away. The blue sedan smashes into parked cars. The man shakes his fist at Cash, who roars off in pursuit of the pickup truck, which reaches the end of the car park and skids round, smashing into a black car. This disturbs two naked people in the back of the car. Cash skids around also and speeds after the pickup truck. They drag race neck and neck along the concrete car park. The gunman readies himself to fire. Although the sedan sustains some knocks, Cash keeps chasing the pickup truck. It turns down a concrete side lane that houses the car park lighting rig. Both vehicles smash through a row of fluorescent tubes suspended from the ceiling. Cash, teeth clenched in concentration, drives hard into the back of a parked car. It shoots forward and over a low parapet, coming to halt in front of the pickup truck, which crashes into it. The man with the present scampers over to the wreckage. Cash leans in the pickup truck window with his gun.
What's the matter, Ace? Got a little headache?
You crazy guy! What did you do with my car? I believe in perestroika!
Welcome to America!
Tango, in silver-rimmed spectacles, his well-cut grey suit jacket draped casually over his shoulder, walks up the steps of the LAPD.
Hey, Tango! Saw your picture in the paper!
Go, Tango!
Hey. Nice suit!
Yeah, thanks.
Nice work.
Morning.
He walks towards his office. A policeman hands him a newspaper with a Cash article.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah, look at this. Line luck.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
Catherine's in your office.
Oh, that's great.
A girl in cowboy boots.
Catherine, you just don't take off on the spur of the moment. It's...
What? Illogical?
Very.
Ray, it's not that big of a deal. I'm only going to be gone a month or two.
Well, a month or two is how long it takes to build a house, not take a vacation.
A dance tour is not a vacation. And besides, I just want to get away.
Away? You've got everything you need right here in this town.
Grime, crime, and slime. No, thanks. I'd really rather be out of here.
Okay, well, then at least let me have the phone numbers where I can reach you, okay?
Why don't I just call you?
Why don't you just call me? Look, Catherine, if you're feeling stressed, don't run away from him. Stay here and we can deal with this together.
Ray, please don't make me feel guilty. I mean, I just feel like I need some time alone, okay? And I promise, Lieutenant, that I will be a good girl.
There it is. The key word, good. See, you're telling me you're going to be this good girl because you know, don't you? Automatically, I think you're going to be bad. There, yes?
Hey, Ray, what's a margin call?
Why?
Well, your stockbroker's on line 3. He says it's urgent.
This is very important. Don't leave.
She sweeps a black hat onto her long brown curls and leaves.
Catherine,
Look, Ray, I'm sorry. I have a plane to catch.
Catherine, don't go.
Think positive.
Shit!
Harvey, yeah. Yeah, it's me, sure.
At the Central City Department, Cash takes off his shirt in the lift and pulls a bullet out of his bulletproof vest.
Good thing you had your vest on, Cash.
Hardly need it with these. Half load, soft lead slugs. This guy was really sloppy.
He pulls off the vest, revealing a muscular torso, then discovers a hole in his shirt.
Oh, boy. Look at this, will you? Shirt cost me $9. Give me a new vest, will you?
He walks past a guy carrying a pizza box.
Whoa, pizza! Hey.
Pulling on a ripped grey t-shirt, he sits down at a desk in a busy office. Taking a pistol from his desk drawer, he holds it up to eye level, then stands up.
Sight shifted on it. Maybe you dropped it.
I didn't drop it.
Hey, Cap!
Yeah, Gabe.
You get anything out of that guy?
Nothing. He doesn't speak any English. As soon as we brought an interpreter, all he said was he wanted a lawyer.
Let me question him.
Question him? The guy that just tried to blow you away? Forget it. Stay away from him, Gabe.
Cash strolls into the men's cloakroom and leans against a locker. His Chinese assailant is standing at one of the urinals. Cash gestures to the policeman guarding him to go, and he leaves them alone.
Hi. So, you don't know any English, huh? Well, I don't know much Chinese, so I guess we're going to have to give you a crash course, buddy. But you want to know something? I got a feeling you're going to be a real quick learner. Yeah, come here. Sit down.
He pins the man to the floor with a chair.
Lesson number one, and believe me, the next lessons do get harder. Who hired you to kill me?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No.
Wrong answer. Try again.
I think he's one of Kwong's men. I don't know his name, I swear.
Look at that, Flat Top. You're speaking like a native already.
A cop comes in.
What is this?
English 101.
Yeah. Since your scumbag lawyer won't be here for, quite some time, is there anything else you want to share with me? Think hard.
A deal. Tonight. 4942 Front Street. 9 o'clock.
Very good.
My compliments. You did pretty good for your first lesson. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Right. Your ship's come in. There's a big bus going down at 4942 Front Street.
Great. Is that reliable?
It's very reliable. It's phone tap.
Fantastic.
What the hell is this? Downtown clown versus Beverly Hills WAP?
All the news is fit to print.
I don't understand you. You make a shitload of money. You dress like a banker. What are you doing this for?
Action.
Action?
Good old American action.
If you really want to stare death in the eye, you should have gotten married.
Is that a proposal?
A black car with tinted windows drives down a dusty road and pulls up outside a large angular grey building decorated with copper-coloured glass bricks. Quan and Lopez, led by a ponytailed man, get out of the car and enter the building. Inside, an army of men in dark uniform check and catalogue an arsenal of weapons. In a luxurious office, Perret, a grey-haired, craggy-faced man wearing glasses, watches a film of Cash on a drugs heist.
Gabriel Cash.
Oh, God. How many millions? How many? How many this time?
Quan and Lopez are led into the office by the ponytailed man. They sit on padded chairs at Perret's large glass desk. Perret is turned around in his chair, watching a bank of screens behind the desk. This time, the footage is of Tango at a drug bust with a machine gun.
Oh, God. Ray Tango. How he loves to dance. He waltzes in and takes all my drugs. And then Tango's back out again.
Well, I've had enough of this.
Too much television. Can hurt your eyes.
He turns the video off.
Now do you understand why we mustn't kill them?
No, Mr. Perret, I do not understand. It would be much quicker and easier.
Quicker and easier. Yes, quick and easy is how you make a cake, or clean a toilet bowl, or shop by mail. But quick and easy is not how you run a multi-million dollar business such as ours. Now, Mr. Kwan, on the east side, that's your part of the city. Gabriel Cash.
has cost me more than $60 million. That includes guns and drugs and various other enterprises. On the west side, Mr. Lopez.
He gets two mice out of an elaborate case.
Ray Tango has cost me even more. Two little mice. And so much damage.
He kisses the mice and puts them back in the box.
But if we kill them, we risk all-out war with the police. They're heroes already. Why make martyrs out of them? Instead of death, we have a game. A game that only we can win. Within 2 weeks, I will be taking delivery of the largest shipment of munitions and weapons that we have ever handled.
They walk over to a long table.
Within that time,
Perret has brought the case. He carefully gets the first mouse out.
Tango and Cash will be safely tucked away behind bars.
The glass tabletop sits on top of a lit perspex maze. Perret shuts the mice into the maze and watches with delight as they scrabble around.
Aren't they beautiful?
Kwan and Mr. Ponytail admire Perret's mice. Cars taking out a dark road. Ponytail walks nonchalantly down the street past a garage with its metal door half open. Tango observes him from his car. A hand slides a slim briefcase under the garage door and Ponytail picks it up, looks around and walks off. Tango gets out of the car, buttons up his suit, removes his silver-rimmed spectacles and follows the suspect down an alley into a dark, deserted building. On another side of the same building, Cash, wearing t-shirt and jeans, checks the laser sight on his gun. Tango hides around a corner, watching the man with the briefcase. The ponytailed man reacts to the noise, stops and looks behind him. Tango hides. Cash runs through the building. Tango looks around. He can't work out who's making the noise. He catches sight of the suspect again walking along an upper balcony. He climbs the stairs after him. Cash emerges through a door onto the same concrete balcony and looks quickly around him. Tango's expensive grey shoes tread softly in a corridor. Cash bursts through another door, still no one around. He goes on. Tango spots Ponytail and runs down the corridor after him. Cash reaches a place Tango's just left and walks down some stairs covered in glass. Tango and Cash are now effectively chasing each other, reacting to the noises that each other is making, stalking within close proximity, guns at the ready. Tango hears someone approaching and waits with his back to the wall next to the doorway, gun pulled, ready to strike. On the other side of the wall by the door, Cash is also waiting, trigger cocked and ready. They lunge round at the same time to confront one another.
What the fuck are you doing here? You almost got yourself killed, pal.
Oh, really? I'd say it's the other way around.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I pulled this trigger and your throat's hanging off that wall behind you.
Really? You pulled that trigger, I'm going to blow you in half. You got the visual?
You are fucking deluded, pal. You never had a chance to hit him with that gun.
Oh, no, it was this one.
Tango pulls a gun out straight into Cash's groin.
You know, man.
Yeah, I hear you're the second best cop in L.A.
That's funny. I hear the same thing about you.
Why don't you stay off my case?
What makes it your case?
I've been on it for 3 months. It makes it my case.
Fuck, you said shows how stupid you are, because I've been on it for about half an hour now, and here I am all caught up with you.
Stay off my case.
Nice tie.
Cash runs off. Tango chases. They wait outside another door, guns primed.
All right, it's your bus, then. You want to do this?
I'm going in first. You cover me on three.
Okay.
All right. One. Two.
Three.
Cash storms in ahead of Tango.
What's the score, babe?
A man is tied up in the middle of the room, his back to the door. He isn't moving.
My turn. Don't move. Don't move your hands.
Oh, man, I don't think his hands are going anywhere.
The man is dead.
Want to do the honors?
Tango rips open the man's shirt.
He's wired.
Oh, no,
No, this is all wrong.
You know, you ought to be a cop.
Did you expect this?
No, I didn't expect this, and I didn't expect you either to tell you the truth. Why the hell's he wired?
I don't know, but you're gonna play hell getting anything out of him. You know, you're right. This is your show,
and I'm gone. Ciao, babe.
Armed cops bust in.
Right side! I got it!
Hey, easy!
Freeze!
No, I'm a cop!
Look that way anymore!
Right, hold it, hold it! Hey,
freeze,
guys, wait a minute. We're on the same team, will you? Just read this!
Run! Yeah. Ah, I'm gonna blow both your fucking brains out!
No problem.
Look, I'm convinced.
Man's a sterile.
I'd like a receipt for that.
Yeah, me too. We can talk about this.
A grey-haired detective spots a gun lying on the ground. He picks it up and a handkerchief. Cash looks surprised.
Christ, that's my gun.
What's your gun doing
here? Hey, that's my gun. I put it in my locker.
That's all right. Now your gun now.
It's evidence.
What'd you do? What'd you gun do?
Christ, I think you stole it out of my locker.
You want to tell me what you did?
What?
Gentlemen, I don't know this man. I didn't come with this man, and with your permission, I'll be leaving this man. Hey.
Ciao, Bella. Get back.
But you may not have arrived with him, but you're leaving with him, Jack.
I'm making a mistake.
You're going down for this. Get these bastards out of here. Now!
You're a bad comment.
I hope you got a good lawyer.
They're handcuffed. Outside, the man with the ponytail detaches the audio tape reel from the wiretap that was used and approaches a fat man in a car with it.
Brett says use this tape here.
The man gives him some money and takes the tape. Front page news, Tango and Cash arrested.
Tango shot a federal officer.
No comment.
The captain battles through the press.
Comment. Was Detective Cash there too?
No comment.
Captain, is bail.
What do they have?
They got a 380 with Cash's fingerprints on it. They think it's the murder weapon, and they got it down on ballistics checking it. They were found at the scene of the crime, and nobody else was seen coming or going.
What else?
Sir, tape's ready.
What tape?
The captain is led into internal affairs.
Show us the money, we're in a hurry.
Money's in the suitcase.
Open it.
It's all there. Count it if you want to.
You want to?
Okay, where's the stuff?
Right here, best high for the buy, direct from the department lockup.
Hey, you know, I like dealing with cops.
Why's that?
It restores my low opinion of human nature.
Oh, really? Well, in that case, you're gonna love this.
Lieutenants Ray Tango and Gabriel Cash, two of the department's most highly decorated officers, go on trial today for the slaying of a federal undercover agent during a drug sting operation.
Officers Tango and Cash insist that they are the victims of an elaborate setup, possibly a retaliation by criminal figures aimed at taking the two top cops out of action.
Expert witnesses are scheduled to lead off the prosecution's case.
Mr. Skinner, you've listened to the tapes, and if you had to make a judgment regarding its authenticity...
I'd say that there's no reason for me to believe that it isn't genuine.
And what type of procedure did you use to test this tape?
Took samples of the suspects' voices and compared them with the voices on the tape using an oscilloscope. The match was identical.
When this is over, remind me to rip Jumbo there's tongue out.
The witness may step down.
With the tow truck.
When I entered the premises, I saw the two suspects, the guns, the money, the drugs... The dead body. That's what I saw.
When these two guys show up, I figure the whole thing's gone sour. So I'm gonna go in and clear everything up. When they kill him.
When this is over, we have to pay Jabba the Hutt here a visit. I'll bring the chainsaw.
Nothing at this time, Your Honor.
I'll bring the beer.
Detective Cash assaulted me. He put a chair in my chest and sat on it.
I couldn't find a piano.
Cash Tango. Koi lo tan.
Oh, this son of a bitch can speak English. I'm telling you, the square crow can talk.
Square crow?
What would you call it?
As the defense attorneys for Tango and Cash left the courtroom, their mood can only be described as grim. They clearly face an uphill battle, if not an impossible one.
Ray, somebody set you up good. I feel we should cop a plea.
You can guarantee me minimum security?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. That'll be the deal.
Is Cash's attorney giving him the same advice?
If he's smart, he is.
I want to talk to Cash.
In a room at the courthouse, Tango is drinking a glass of water and staring out the window. Cash is sitting at a long table. He looks at his watch.
I'm going to make a statement for the court, Ray. I'd like to get to work on it. Why do you want to see me?
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm really not that fond of your kind.
Oh, really? What kind is that?
Well, you're a glory hound and a hot dog.
That stings. You'll let me know when the critique is over.
It's over. My lawyer wants me to cop a plea.
Yeah, mine too. 18 months. Lompoc Federal Country Club. I think you'll love it. I understand they open the gym at 5 a.m. You can start pumping early.
He flexes his muscles and winks at Tango, who gives a half smile.
Who do you think set us up?
I don't know. I got a lot of admirers. How about you?
I got a few. Look, if we cop a plea, we cop it together.
I think what you're saying there is that your lawyer wanted you to consider making a deal,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't want to leave this Gloria Hound hot dog holding the bag. Sound about right, Ray?
Pop.
Very generous guy.
I'll make the statement.
I'll make the statement.
No way.
What do you mean? Why not?
You'll screw it up.
When's your birthday?
What difference is it?
When were you born?
Why?
Day and month. It's not that tough, right?
You do my horoscope?
No, you don't have to give me the year. You have to embarrass yourself. When were you born?
Me.
February. Ha ha ha! I got seniority. I'll make the statement.
August 16th. I read your records, Cash. Isn't that the date you were hatched? August 16th? Ring a bell? I've got seniority.
All rise.
The judge sits down.
The court is now in session. The Honorable Judge McCormick presiding. Be seated.
Your Honor, the defendants wish to change their plea.
Order.
Very well, Counselor. What is the plea?
Your Honor, may I approach the bench, please?
Proceed, Mr. Tango.
It's okay.
Tango, in a smart gray suit, gets up, moves past his lawyer, and stands in front of the judge.
Your Honor, I've been a policeman for 12 years, and I think it's the best organization in the country. At times, I've been accused of being too aggressive and taking criminals off the street. Well, if that's a sin, then I guess I'm guilty. All the cops I've worked with are good cops.
You are.
Doing a tough job. And I only hope that the outcome of this trial is such that the whole department is not judged by what has transpired here. Thank you.
Ray, will you let me handle this?
Tango sits back down next to Cash.
You have anything to add, Mr. Cash?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Cash gets up.
Mr. Tango has spoken very eloquently. And I wish I could be as forgiving. But I can't because this whole thing fucking sucks. I mean, this is the biggest pile of shit.
Your Honor.
Be seated, Mr. Cash.
Your Honor, the defendants wish to plead no contest to a charge of voluntary manslaughter.
I take it this is part of an agreement?
Yes, Your Honor, the state will recommend a sentence of not more than 18 months in a minimum security facility.
Mr. Cash, Mr. Tango, do you understand the plea which you have entered, and do you do so of your own free will?
Yes, sir.
Well, then, this agreement is acceptable to the court. The court directs the defense and the state to deliver the proper documentation. Court's adjourned.
Newspaper headline, guilty. Quan and Lopez are in Perret's office.
Now that Tango and Cash are behind bars, you don't have to be afraid anymore. What's the matter, gentlemen? You don't share my enthusiasm.
Oh, Mr. Perret, I am sorry, but I cannot appreciate these games you keep playing. Forgive me for asking, Mr. Perret, but what happens in 18 months when they get out?
Use your imagination.
What makes you think
they'll ever get out again? Now, go and take care of your business.
I got a feeling this is going to be a great year.
These bozos ever hear of shock absorbers? Well, I guess we're here. Welcome to Club Fed.
You're coming to the vacation.
End of the line, Captain. Get out.
You, this way.
The door to a bleak prison yard swings open. Dressed in orange overalls and in chains, Tango and Cash survey the scene.
got to say now, genius?
I don't think there's a golf course here.
Make yourselves at home, sweet home, boys.
This has got to be a mistake. What do you think?
I think my underwear is rotting into my throat.
The captain and the chief.
What do you mean they're not there? They were on that bus.
Listen, I'm already trying to trace them. They were transferred off the bus somewhere down near Victorville.
We got to find them.
Well, nice to see your underwear problem is solved.
I noticed, and Cash, you can stop holding your stomach.
In the showers.
Oh, come on. Somebody bribed a goddamn prison board. That's why we're here. Prison board is as crooked as everybody else in his deal.
Oh, man. I'll tell you one thing. Whoever set us up is really fucking connected. Who do you think it is, huh, Quan? Thanks. No, wait! I got it! It's Lopez! It's Lopez! Follow me through here. Lopez has a guy pretend to try and kill me, okay? And then he claims that Quan put him up to it. The Chinese guy feeds me that bogus information about the setup. That way, Lopez figures no matter what happens, I'll think it was Quan. All the time, it's Lopez, and now I know it, right? Well, what do you think?
I think with your IQ, you're unarmed and still very dangerous.
Okay, Sherlock Holmes, if you're so goddamn smart, you tell me who set us up.
I don't know yet.
Yeah, you don't know shit.
Cash crouches down.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Relax. Soap. And don't flatter yourself, Pee-wee.
I don't know you that well. Don't worry, Cash. Someday the other one will drop.
Attaboy, tripod. You just keep talking.
Sure thing, Minnie Mouse.
By the way, I think they're going to stick us in general population.
Yeah? Well, you know they don't put cops in general population.
Burning papers fall.
Never put cops in general population, huh?
Cash, let me load up your fucking barrel!
Cash, I'm gonna put brown sugar in your ass!
Shit, I put half these guys away.
Hey, Tango, I'm gonna wear you in my shirt like my bitch!
Cash, I'm gonna kick your fucking ass, food.
You know what I really hate?
What?
Litter.
God damn it.
What?
Forgot to bring the marshmallows. I don't think rehabilitation's worked in here, do you?
Oh, they're just misunderstood, really.
A guard watches a violent prisoner rattling his bars on short-circuit TV. Tango and Cash pass the man's cell.
Stop! Bring in here! Come here! I want to talk to you!
Hey, punk. When I get out of here, I'm gonna tear you a new ass.
You know Captain Dynaball here?
Yes! I love John Conan the Barbarian.
He hauls the guy against the bars.
If you need me, me and my ass will be in the neighborhood.
Conan's nose bleeds. Tango shrugs at Cash.
You fucking pig! It's over for you!
I think you're going to be very popular here.
Funny, I don't see your fan club either.
Cash, carrying his bedding, is led into a small, bleak cell. He saunters in, dumps his bedding on the top bunk, removes a newspaper which is resting on a fly-blown toilet bowl at the end of the cell, and starts to undo his flies. Suddenly a large foot in a shiny black shoe kicks out of the bottom bunk.
Hey! That crapper is mine!
I see, and what am I supposed to use?
I don't give a shit. Just don't use that.
Okay, bud. We're gonna get one thing straight right now.
An enormous guy.
That is yours.
Tango's intense-looking cellmate paces up and down playing with a slinky. Tango is reading a paper.
Would you mind stopping that?
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I'm not afraid of you. You see that? I killed him.
Congratulations.
He was my best friend.
Tango lifts up his paper.
Crazy people aren't afraid of anybody.
Will you look at that? Sugar is up. I cannot believe this.
His cellmate shoots out one end of the slinky, shredding Tango's paper. Tango smiles quizzically. It's dark, and Cash is trying to sleep on the bottom bunk in his cell. His cellmate is so large, the top mattress sags with his weight, crushing Cash, who elbows the lump. Tango is also awake, trapped on the bottom bunk, while his cellmate, the slinky wrapped tight round his head, growls away on the top bunk. Men burst into both cells.
Stairs, Tango! Come on, Cash!
Many fists pummel Tango and Cash, bundling their struggling bodies into laundry bags. Tango is dragged kicking from the cell. Tango kicks out and a prisoner falls back over the balcony, hitting the floor below. Tango and Cash, imprisoned in the laundry bags, are carried to the laundry chute and thrown down it. The body bags slide quickly down the metal chute and land heavily on the ground. Tango and Cash rip out of the bags.
What's it look like?
Tango and Cash are completely surrounded by inmates.
Oh yeah, let me guess. The welcoming committee.
It's either that or a surprise party.
Don't make a move. We'll talk our way out of this.
Parrot arrives.
I don't think they're in the small talk.
I'm telling you, if we panic, we're history.
Ah, the infamous Cash and Tango. Dishonored, imprisoned. What a shameful fall from glory.
And who are you?
Just think of me as somebody who doesn't like you very much.
I think the surprise party's definitely out.
The ponytailed man.
Oh, shit. That's the guy I followed to the setup.
He puts a cutthroat razor to Tango's face.
Don't panic.
Tarty Tango. You're a pretty boy, aren't you?
I'm panicking.
How'd you like me to change it for you?
I wouldn't.
How about you? Maybe you first.
Don't panic.
I'll cut your bloody throat. Yank your thing out the hole and tie the lovely Windsor knot for you, eh?
I don't want to tie, that's him.
Brave boy.
You want to cut my throat? Go ahead, huh? You want to cut my fucking head off and use it for a fucking basketball? You can bowl the motherfucker for all I care. Just don't let him do it. I don't want to get killed by this limey immigrant jerk-off. I want to get killed by an American jerk-off.
You fucking wanker.
Put it away for now. Just for now. Some of your other friends want to say hello first.
What are you doing?
Buying time.
Time for what?
I don't know yet.
Oh, shit, it's Conan.
What?
It's Conan.
We're gonna get foobar now.
What the hell's foobar?
You'll see.
Real badass cops. You don't look so tough now, do you? Do you, you fuck?
It must mean you.
On the streets, this pig and his cop friends broke my ribs, my leg, and my jaw.
You broke that jaw?
You deserved it.
Why did you do that?
Why?
Yeah, why?
I was having a bad day.
Like now?
Like now!
They both punch Conan in the jaw and jointly set about the others. Using their feet and fists, Tango and Cash defend themselves. Tango kicks an inmate in the head. He falls heavily, smashing a table in two. Cash headbutts someone down. Tango barrels forward with one of the laundry baskets, knocking a large guy off his feet. Cash skids under an assailant's feet, punches him in the crotch and steals his baseball bat. Tango whacks a man down with a washing machine door. Heavily outnumbered, Tango and Cash are brought down. Men's bodies pile on top of them. In the middle of the laundry room, Tango and Cash, both bleeding, are tied up and suspended over two tanks of water. Ponytail rips an electric cable from the wall and electrifies the water in each tank.
Rats in a maze, men in a cave.
Come on, lads, place your bets. Which shall survive? All right, who's a brave board in? Who fries first?
Got any family?
Yeah, you.
I'm going steady with an alimony check. That's about it.
First, Mr. Cash.
No! Don't do it, come on!
It's all right, man.
Yeah!
Suddenly light fills the room, armed guards pour in. Inmates scuffle to flee from the scene, a fat, balding man in a suit shouts orders. Pallet melts away into the shadows. In a room, Tango and Cash are chained together on the floor.
Cash, you fight this when I'm a little burnt out.
The balding guy comes in.
Hell, Cash.
Matt, it is you, isn't it? Say it is.
It is.
Oh, God, am I glad to see you.
Cash?
Yeah?
My arm. Who's this guy?
Matt Sikowski. I'm assistant warden.
He was my CO when I started on the force.
You guys are in deep shit.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Yeah. Who the hell set you up?
I don't know, but I think we just met him. You know, it's this creep. Once it's dead so bad, why doesn't he just put a bullet in our head and call it a day? I mean, what the hell's he got to play this game for?
Maybe he has a boring nightlife.
How'd he get in here, man?
Ah, shit, anything can happen behind these walls. All you need is the cash. We got some of the best guards money can buy. You got the bucks, you get what you need. The whole place is corrupt. They're going to put you back in general population. Somebody's going to nail you both. The way I see it, you got only one choice, escape.
Escape?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, tomorrow morning I'll get a spoon and we'll start tunneling out of here and you can help me chew through the bars, okay, Cash? Come on, this is bullshit.
What's with your friend?
Well, he's a little upset. He misses his wardrobe. What are you saying, Max?
You gotta listen to me. I've got a plan. I got it all worked out.
How do we trust him?
We've known each other for 15 years.
We trusted our lawyers, too?
Yeah, and we trusted the judge and that got us nowhere, so I guess this time you're gonna have to trust me.
Now that is a risky proposition.
Come on, Gabe, I got a present for you.
You're unbelievable.
He pulls at his prison vest.
I do miss my wardrobe.
A map.
This is the prison ventilation system. You get to it from the utility shaft in the yard. This is the main ventilation shaft that leads outside beyond the wall. I can shut one of these fans down and leave this vent door unlocked. I'll get you the right work detail and leave everything you need outside the shaft.
What about this way? It looks like it's faster.
No. Long way around. Let's stick to plan A. Hey, come on. Let's get you guys to the infirmary.
Why just use your plan A?
Because it's a hell of a lot better than your plan B, which you don't even have.
Not yet, Cash, but I will.
Tango is sponging off his cuts in his cell. Cash comes in wearing strong gloves.
My partner in pain.
I only got a minute. Sikowski got his trash detail. Let's go.
Well, Whoopi raced you to the dumpster.
Hey, it's set up for right now. Come on.
Negative.
What?
I'm not going to change my mind.
Did that little experience last night give you a brain meltdown? I don't know about you, but I have a slight aversion to getting FUBAR.
What's FUBAR?
Fucked up beyond all recognition. What is your problem?
I'm not waltzing into anybody's trap. I don't trust Sikowski.
Sikowski's a cop, for Christ's sake.
Tango's crazy cellmate.
What's this?
This is my fiancé, Slinky. Up, Slinky.
Slinky clambers onto the top bunk.
Let's see how business is.
Seriously? You are one major mistrustful, maladjusted human fucking being, you know that?
Yeah, well, I love you, too.
Ring, I'm not coming back for you.
You're making a big mistake. You don't have to. Now, I hope you make it on the outside, Cash.
Let's go, you're late.
I hope you and Cousin It here are very happy together. And raise a beautiful litter. Ciao.
Tango looks serious. Observed by guards on security TV screens, Cash in a sleeveless white t-shirt and jeans runs out in the rain towards a dumpster. Tango, also in a vest and wearing a gold chain, is sweeping in the dark yard. He looks through a nearby guard's window and sees Cash on the screens pushing the dumpster. Cash passes a guard.
Where have you been, asshole? You're a half hour late. Doing my best, boss.
Cash waits for the guard to go and then starts running to a particular spot on the prison wall. He picks up an iron crowbar hidden by the wall and starts to break through a concrete door set in the stone perimeter. A guard passes on the wall under the security cameras, looking down into the rain-soaked yard. Cash has broken through the wall, scrambles down a narrow waterlogged tunnel and comes face to face with two large turbine fans. One is swirling furiously. Crowbar in hand, Cash gets on his belly and crawls between the large blades of the motionless turbine. He clambers up the steep, wet concrete incline on the other side towards a panelled vent door. He pulls the door aside and walks through, looking ahead up a long, steep concrete tunnel with a light at the end of it. A dead body slides down the tunnel and lands at Cash's feet. It's Matt, blood covering his shirt, his eyes staring from behind wet glasses.
Matt.
Oh. Led by Conan, guards with torches and dogs scramble down the waterlogged tunnel towards Cash. Cash gets behind the heavy paneled door and drags it shut. Conan roars. Cash notices the turbines are both spinning now. He wedges the door shut with a crowbar. Cash starts to slide on the wet bank towards the turbines but manages to hang on to the bar. Conan pushes the guards out of the way to get to the door. Cash loses his grip on the crowbar and starts to slide down the waterlogged bank towards the turbines. He gains a foothold on a narrow concrete lip and manages to pull himself up between the two turbines. The guards are still battering at the door, the crowbar holding it is nearly loose. Tango has stopped one of the turbines with an iron bar. The guards break through the door. Under fire, Cash climbs through the blades of the turbine and races away along the shaft with Tango. Faced with the turbines, Conan and the guards are forced to turn round. Tango and Cash run through a maze of dark, wet ventilation shafts.
Cut his throat ear to ear, you know what I mean?
Ponytail.
Yeah, this is the way.
Right.
Tango gives Cash a leg up through a metal trap door. They emerge onto the roof of the prison. It's raining heavily. They run to the edge of the building.
You're gonna like this. It's the best ride in the park. Come on, this way.
Cash, do you know where you're going?
Absolutely.
Sure you know where you're going?
I know exactly where I'm going!
Then get your ass out of my face and get there!
They crawl along a large metal pipe that stretches between the prison building and a water tower. A guard on lookout passes below but fails to see the two bodies clinging on above him. The guards from the tunnel have raised the alarm and are advancing along the building Tango and Cash are crawling away from. Conan reaches an air vent with a ladder leading from it. Tango and Cash climb off the pipe onto the top of the big water tank. There is a sheer drop and a long gap before the next roof.
Is this the only way?
No. We can go back. Let's go!
Simultaneously, they leap off the tank onto the roof of the next building. They climb under a wire fence, then their path is blocked by a pylon of electrified cable wires.
Hang on!
What?
Don't touch those wires!
Thanks!
Cash turns side on and inches past the wires. Tango follows. The rain streams down, making the wires spark.
Know what?
What?
I'm getting real tired of electricity.
Nag, nag, nag.
They both make it through and wait in the shadows for a moment. They rush to the edge of the building. Electric cables running from the top spark in the rain. Cash starts to undo his belt.
Now what? Okay, no problem. We jump to those wires, slide down the other side, and we're home free.
That's your plan?
Yeah.
We're gonna fry.
You don't know anything about electricity, do you?
No.
As long as you're only touching one wire and you're not touching the ground, you don't get electrocuted. Right?
I don't know.
I don't either. I know I owe you from back there.
Uh-huh.
So you can go first.
And you still owe me.
I knew you'd say that.
Guards hurry down below.
If I don't make this, are you even going to try it?
Depends how close you get.
Cash, with his belt clenched between his teeth, takes a running jump off the edge of the building. He flies through the air. He catches the wire and dangles from it, holding on with one hand as he loops the leather belt over. He takes hold of both ends of the belt and abseils along the cable. Back on the roof, Tango readies himself to jump. He runs forward, but his path is blocked by a trap door that suddenly opens, knocking him over. It's Conan. He falls heavily onto the waterlogged roof. He clambers up. Conan swings a grappling hook on a chain at Tango's legs. The chain has wrapped around Tango's legs. Conan drags him along. Cash has made it beyond the jail. Tango is still being pulled around by Conan. Guards run towards the building. Cash waits in the rain.
Come on, Tango.
Come on, doggy!
Speak, doggy! Speak!
Tango is on the floor. Conan heaves on the chain round his leg. Tango forces the chain apart and pulls his foot free. The chain slackens and Conan falls back into the electrified cable pylons. Tango gets ready to jump for the cable again. He runs forward and leaps from the building, arms outstretched. His body arcs through the rain. He loops his belt round the cable and begins his descent. He slides down across the prison yard over the heads of the lookout guards and drops into the mud on the other side of the fence.
That was fun.
Jesus Christ! What'd you do, stop a copy in a Danish?
I hate Danish. Come on, we gotta get out of here.
All right.
Nice doing time with you.
Yeah, I'll never forget that time in the shower.
Cash, listen. If it gets too hot for you in the street, go to a club called Cleopatra's. That's her girl named Catherine. She'll know where to find me, okay?
Got it. Hey, Ray. I really do owe you one.
They go their separate ways.
Warning Lopez on line one.
Put them on. Gentlemen, I've already heard about the escape.
Mr. Perrette, this is most disturbing. We are being threatened by two maniacs. I think we must take some action.
There you go, thinking again. That's going to be the cause of your downfall. Try to control your fear. These men are convicted killers and fugitives. They won't last long on the outside.
Oh, Mr. Perrette, we cannot rely on the police to take care of this matter. I insist.
Don't insist! Insistent people make me angry. Everything is under control.
He switches off the screens. Ponytail comes in with the box of mice. He gives them to Parrot.
Cover your tracks.
Parrot gets a mouse out of the box and lovingly cuddles it to his forehead.
Oh, you're beautiful.
A newspaper. Tango and Cash escape.
Gee, hope they're all right.
Attention in the lab. Commencing live fire test.
A copper drum explodes. Cash strolls into the police lab. He goes up to a lab worker who has a magnifying glass on his hat.
Owen. Hey, Gabe. I knew you'd come here. How'd you get out?
Long story. Listen, you got something I can change into?
Sure, sure.
A t-shirt and jeans.
I see we have the same taste in clothes.
Hey, Gabe. Do you need a special weapon?
I need a gun. Big gun.
Oh, are those big enough for you?
Cash selects a shotgun and a revolver.
Perfect. I always knew we shared the same taste in weaponry.
Dave, check out the pooch. A new invention in senior citizen home protection.
A mechanical dog opens its mouth.
Well, well, you know, the gum boots are great.
Perfect. See you, buddy.
The mechanical dog's head explodes. Cash raises his eyes at Owen, who shrugs, smiling. Cash gives him the thumbs up. Wilder, the FBI officer who arrested Tango, is at home. He opens his fridge and gets out a plate of pasta. When he shuts the fridge door, he sees Tango.
Knock, knock.
Tango steals Wilder's gun and puts it to his throat.
Yuck. From the look of your diet, it's obvious you're not too interested in counting calories. Could it be that you're just too busy counting the money they paid you to set us up?
I didn't set you up. I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, you think I'm judging you unfairly?
Hell yes! I had nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it.
He swings him round over a table.
Wilder, can we be frank? You're looking terribly anemic. I think what you need is a little iron in your diet. Now, I know you switched those weapons, and I know you planted the murder weapon at the scene, didn't you?
They paid me.
Who paid you?
I don't know.
Come on, you FBI guys are real brainy. Think, think, think.
It was an Englishman with red hair.
Yeah, and a ponytail. You're going down for this. Remember those lyrics? You sang it to me loud and clear. But you're going down.
It doesn't matter. They want me dead. My life isn't worth shit.
That's true. But I need you anyway.
Just take me in. I'll tell them what I know. We can help each other.
I hope you get paid real well for this, Wilder.
You want to split it?
Wilder breaks free, runs into the garage and locks the door. He opens his car door. Outside, Tango is blown to the ground by the bomb blast. Mr. Skinner, the audio expert at the trial, walks down a street and lets himself into his sound studio. He's a thin, nervous man with a short black moustache and a jaunty bow tie. Cash is sitting in a black leather chair in front of a bank of recording machines. He has his back to the door.
Who are you? What are you doing here? Who the hell do you think you are? Excuse me. Hey.
Cash turns leisurely around in the chair, his shotgun aimed at Skinner.
Why don't you do the tape, Skinner?
He shoots a lamp down from the ceiling. It lands on the floor in front of Skinner.
Lucky for me, this place is soundproof. That way nobody gets to hear me beating the truth out of you. Hey, I see you got all my greatest hits. And tangos. You just put together a nice little compilation, didn't you?
I had no choice. He told me he'd kill me.
Who?
He didn't tell me his name, I swear to God.
How fortunate they asked you to authenticate your own work, huh?
I am the foremost expert.
Well, you won't be the foremost expert for long if you keep using junky equipment like this.
What do you mean? The state-of-the-art equipment.
Cash fires at the bank of machines.
How were you contacted?
I was contacted by phone. I never saw the guy.
How'd you get him the tape?
I mailed it.
Where to?
I don't remember the address. But I recorded the conversation. Happy to play it for you.
There you go.
Skinner smiles and grimaces behind Cash's back. In the garage at A&J Tires, Tango makes a call.
Put me through to Captain Schroeder, please.
No, he's got to be there. Would you check, please? All right. Just tell him his favorite stockbroker is back in town. He'll know.
A guy is washing his face in the sink. Tango steals his shirt, which is hanging up. Cash walks into the Cleopatra Club.
$5 double charge, pal.
Sure.
Inside the club, the audience are gathered around a spotlit circular stage. It has a wide walkway connecting it to the backstage area, which is blocked off by a shiny silver ribbon curtain. On stage, two black leather-clad dancers. The dancers roll off stage along the walkway on a motorbike. The stage lights go down. Cash walks down the stairs towards the stage and stops a blonde waitress.
Is Catherine working tonight, though? Catherine?
Don't know any Catherine.
A large circular wind machine whirls into action. Fluorescent strip lights highlight the shadow of a female dancer as she prowls onto the stage. It's Catherine wearing a thigh-split silver miniskirt and crop top, her brown curls gathered at the sides, ringlets cascading down her back. Cash stops and stares as she launches into a sexy routine. Catherine throws off her skirt and flings away her crop top. She rocks her body down to the floor, now dancing in a silver glitter bikini. Cash approaches a bar at the foot of the stage. Catherine catches sight of Cash. She dances to the front of the stage and leans down to the barman.
Hey, Joe, sticks!
Hey, man, we're sorry. You distracted me. Okay, we'll be right out.
I've been waiting
50
minutes for this beer.
Right, I forgot. I'm sorry. Look, tell you what, this one's on me, all right? I'm really sorry.
Joe hands her the drumsticks. Catherine and Cash maintain eye contact, and then she dances back onto the stage towards some electronic drum pads. Cash looks around. Policemen and plainclothes detectives are quietly infiltrating the building. Cash looks for a way out. Catherine dramatically plays the drums. Cash weaves his way quickly through the crowds. From the stage, Catherine spots a policeman obviously looking for Cash. She casts her drumsticks away and comes to the front. She shimmies over to the cop, strokes his face and slowly tips off his cap. He's mesmerized by her. His superior, looking cross, comes over to yell at him.
What do you think you're doing? You're not... I'm the guest.
Back on stage, Catherine kicks her long legs in the air, goes into the splits, twirls, and rise through the routine. As the music ends, she steps back towards a silver curtain facing the audience. Cash makes his way backstage as Catherine appears.
Hold it. Hey, Kiki, nice work.
Wait a minute.
I'm Catherine.
A dressing room full of semi-naked girls.
There's only one person that calls me that.
Ray Tango said that you could help me find him.
I haven't seen Ray in a while.
Look, there's a full-blown police convention going on out there. And there's no place else I'd rather be, but is there someplace else we can talk?
Is he all right?
He won't be if I don't get out of here.
Go out the back, through the alley.
No good. They'll have it covered.
Any other ideas?
Hey, Elvis. What size do you wear?
A male dancer in a studded black outfit. Later, someone wearing the outfit with a black motorbike helmet on struts out of the club towards the waiting policeman.
Hold it.
Let's have a look.
They pull off the helmet. It's Catherine smoking a cigarette.
Something wrong?
She defiantly blows smoke in their faces, pushes her way over to a parked motorbike and climbs on. Some girls emerge from the stage door.
Come on, loosen up. Hey, Lynn, let's go!
It's Cash in drag. He has a blonde wig, high heels, tights and a belted mini dress on. He's fully made up and wearing diamante earrings, long gloves and a straight red wig. He blows smoke through painted lips, pulls on some sunglasses and strolls towards Catherine. The policeman who approached the stage earlier grabs his arm.
Hey, Red. Aerobics instructor, huh?
Kiki?
Hey, Bud, get your hands off my property.
Cash pulls his arm away and flounces off.
Any chance of a freeway?
They both flicked the lit cigarettes at him.
Bikes on bikes, eh, Cap?
Cash, riding pillion, turns to the policeman. He suggestively lowers his sunglasses and then pushes them back up with his middle finger. The two of them ride away.
So then, you knew who I was all along, didn't you?
I figured it out. You and Ray been getting a lot of press lately.
I'll bet. I thought we were set up good.
I know. Ray couldn't have possibly done all those things he was accused of. You, I'm not so sure about.
Ow.
Oh, God, how did this happen?
Well, sliding off a high-tension wire into a pine tree at 40 miles an hour tends to slip a disc or two.
Well, let's see if we can slip it back in.
Catherine, in a dressing gown, sits on Cash's back.
How's it feel?
Are you kidding? 6 or 7 more hours of this, and I'll be on the road to recovery. So, what's the story with you and Ray?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, love him, hate him, none of the above.
I love him.
You do?
Of course I do. He loves me too. I just think he has a funny way of showing it.
You guys see a lot of each other?
He comes and goes as he pleases.
That's a little insensitive.
But I live my own life.
Good for you. Lower.
The crystal door handle turns and someone noiselessly comes into the room.
Kiki?
Yeah? Lower?
Yeah. Harder.
I'll just move it around real slow.
Tango listens incredulously.
Stop.
No, don't worry. I can do this all night.
Oh, God, prove it. A little faster.
More?
Good. Deeper.
Oh, my God, Gabe, I can feel it going in.
Oh, harder.
Oh, it's almost in.
God, it's all the way in.
Tango leaps over the sofa, grabs a duck statue, and pins a man to the ground outside.
Ray? Captain?
Is this why you screen all your guests?
I'm sorry, Captain. Freeze! Drop the duck. Tango. Real great police work.
Way to go, Cash. Way to stay on top of it. Yeah. What the hell are you doing?
Nice to see you too, Ray. Way to go. You almost nailed your captain.
Yeah? Well, at least I saw him. What the hell were you doing in
there?
Hey,
I saw him. I was just getting ready to make my move. By the way, your girlfriend.
My sister! My what?
What?
My sister.
She's your... Are you... That's great! I don't mean that. Look... I know it had to look bad.
Hey, look, I deliberately punched out anyone in my life. I'm very proud of that fact. But you, I'm going to hammer right through the goddamn lawn.
Oh, really?
Ray, who do you think you are? Don't you know how to use a doorbell? You know, you just stick out your finger and push.
Excuse me. Isn't this 125 Orange Grove Street?
Yeah, it is. This is my place. I live here. I do have some rights under my own place, don't I?
No, Catherine. It's my roof, my house, and I let you dwell here.
I pay you rent.
Yeah, and you're 2 weeks late.
Well, if you would check your mail...
Well, in Tango's defense, he has been in prison. Excuse me, I think my pantyhose are riding into the unknown.
Way up in the unknown. Just answer me one thing. Seriously. What the hell were you doing on the couch there with Queen for a day?
It's none of your business.
Catherine. Can you believe it? She got the brains and the looks.
Tell me it's none of my business.
Figure it?
What are brothers for?
I don't.
I don't know, and I don't want to.
Smoke?
Well, I'll tell you anyway. No. To protect against guys like him.
All
Look
right.
it up in the Big Brother him.
All right, that's it.
Pervert protection.
Hey, you're not going to run us in, are you?
No, but I can only keep the department off your backs for another 24 hours. The feds are on the case. I suggest you slip into something a little more butch, and you get rid of Daffy Duck there and try to clear your names.
Already started.
What do you got?
This is the tape that's going to clear our names. Compliments of our pal, Jumbo the Forgerer.
Skinner?
Yeah. So... What have you got?
About 3:45.
Look, start with this. We ID'd that creep you saw down there at the warehouse.
Ponytail?
Yeah, his name's Rakeen. Look him up. The address is right there. You guys got 24 hours to find the guy who set you up.
When's the clock start?
5 minutes ago.
Catherine, honestly, what were you doing on the couch with the elephant man? Please.
Come in the house. Change your clothes.
You're gonna make a very ugly bride someday.
Wow, is that a proposal?
In a bedroom, Tango is choosing a suit to put on. Catherine comes in.
Blue one's nice.
The blue it is. I'm sorry about my behavior tonight. I just want you to be okay, that's all.
I'm okay. I can't believe all that's happened to you. How'd you get out of prison?
Cash. He had a friend on the inside. I didn't want to come here, but I really had no other place to go.
Ray, you're my brother. Where else are you supposed to go?
The North Pole would be nice.
Seriously, what are you going to do? From what Gabe said, maybe you'd be better off turning yourself in, talking to the press.
No. So how's the career going at the club?
That's great. You're being hunted by some sadistic mystery man, and you're worried about my dancing?
No, I'm not worried about anything. I'm just wondering if you needed a little extra cash. I could buy you a bond or something like that. It's a 7.25 yield, Catherine. Big money.
You help me out more than you need to.
No, I don't. I spend so much time with my career, I hardly get a chance to see you anymore.
Ray, you have nothing to feel guilty about. I love you.
Put it there. Push him back. Listen, I gotta go. I don't want to put you in jeopardy.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm talking about all that filth and scum I have to deal with out there.
Well, here I am.
See what I mean?
Clock's running, Ray. Let's go.
See you later.
You mind if I have a word with Keegan?
No.
I just wanted to say that I was having a wonderful time until Captain Fantastic here leaped the couch and smashed through your door. Anyway, after we get this stuff straightened out, I think maybe we could get together again.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Great. I just don't know if we can go down to the ballpark.
Can I talk to you? Yes, I really don't think my sister's...
Leaves white t-shirt and black jeans and heads in through the doors of a large cream building. He walks down a long corridor and stops outside a door to pick its lock. He enters a small furnished apartment and, gun drawn, starts to look around.
Easy, mate. Come on.
Ponytail has grabbed him from behind and has a shotgun to his head.
Been expecting you.
Tango.
Shame. Don't you know ponytails are out this season? How you doing, Cash?
Oh, things are just getting better by the second.
There's a party on the roof.
Can I invite Mr. Potato Head here?
Sure, it wouldn't be a party without Potato Head.
They dangle him over the edge.
Ah! Plan A.
This party's really fun.
Thanks. How about it, Ricky? Hell of a view, huh? Come on, you meat puppet, who pulls your strings?
Piss off. Bollocks to Plan A. I like this. It feels great up here.
What'd he say?
Plan A's a loser.
Hold on. Give me a name, Death Brother. You're going back to fucking England in a fucking baggie.
Up yours, also. You ain't worth a toss.
Go on, drop me.
Do it.
Plan A is definitely a loser.
Big time. Let's go to Plan B.
You got a Plan B?
Hiroshima, ring a bell.
This is Plan B. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Not now. I'm busy.
He tapes a grenade on Ponytail.
Just a second, please. Seriously. I mean, you're getting a little radical here, aren't you?
What's radical?
Blowing a man's head off with a fucking hand grenade is a touch much, don't you think?
You got your way, I got mine. You know, I'm kind of glad you didn't want to talk, Rakeem. You know that?
Let me just shoot him in the goddamn leg. He'll talk.
I don't want the leg. I want the whole package.
Maybe he doesn't know anything, okay?
I don't really care.
What do you mean you don't care? What the fuck is this? You're a cop.
Look, I was a cop. But because of this dirtbag and his friends, we're on the run. No, it's payback.
That's enough. I mean it.
Is it?
Oh, man, I heard about you.
Did you?
I heard you were a fucking Section 8. I didn't believe all that weird sadistic bullshit I heard you pull, but you are, man. You're for real!
If you don't want to get sticky, get back. Jack. Dun, 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 dun.
You got it, sicko. You blew it big time, pal. This asshole's out of control, and I can't stop him. But I'm not going down for this, Tango. I mean it. You're on your own. I'm out of here.
Don't forget to write.
You want my vote for the Psycho Hall of Fame, asshole? You got it.
You really do look like shit in a ponytail. No. I'm sorry. Bye-bye, buddy. Bye, baby. I don't want to hear it.
Perret! The geezer you want's Perret. He's Perret!
Who the hell is Perret?
The bloke with me in prison. He's the governor.
Yeah, where's he now? Where's the governor?
The desert, right away for you.
Think he's telling the truth?
I don't know. But it's not raining, and he's standing in a puddle.
Disgusting.
You know, Potato Head, you just fell for the oldest routine in the book. Bad cop?
Worst cop.
They freeze in the middle of a high five.
Did you sleep with my sister?
Oh, I don't believe you.
Did you bump uglies with my sister?
Bump uglies?
Did you?
Hey, listen, I was so drunk, I honestly don't remember, okay? Come on, worst cop, we're late.
My little contribution to birth control.
Ah! Bloody hell!
The grenade falls out of his trouser leg.
Oh, bloody done. Cash, what about my sister?
You know, it's a free country, Tango.
And what's that mean?
People are free to do what they want.
So?
So your sister is very, very free.
I'm going to kill you.
Okay, Owen, let's have it.
In the police lab, Owen turns the lights on a large, state-of-the-art armored car.
Oh, my
God.
Double armored, bulletproof glazing all around. 120mm cannon on the driver's side. Transfer case has torque splitting. It'll seat 60 in 5.5 seconds and pull high tens in the quarter.
What is that?
That is an RV from hell. Care to join me? Huh? What do you think?
I'm impressed.
Are you very impressed?
I am very impressed.
I mean, has this guy got some gray matter or what?
It looks that way.
God, home run.
This thing will go through a brick wall.
We are in business.
Oh, yeah, we're in business.
We are in business. You know what kind of firepower we're talking about here? This is a violent work of art.
Who holds the pink slip, Satan?
Why don't you take a look inside?
Isn't this the same guy that invented your exploding bazooka boots?
Hey, Owen has milliseconds of genius, believe me.
What's this one do?
Ultra booster. It's nitrous oxide.
Uh-huh. And what's that mean?
What's the difference? We'll take it.
No, you can't take that. That's one of a kind. That's a... prototype.
Owen, trust us. We won't put a scratch on it.
Owen, we're fully insured.
Fully insured?
Now listen, do me a favor. Run this guy Perret through your computer. See what you can come up with, okay?
Okay. I'll see what I can dig up on him.
Cash.
Yeah.
Owen's not family, is he?
Maybe.
Racco Airfield was abandoned by the Air Force 10 years ago. It's in private hands now. There's been a lot of construction out there, but look for a main building about a mile in from the perimeter.
Thanks, Owen.
Tango and Cash climb out of the armored car. Tango kneels by the roadside with a pair of binoculars. Cash joins him.
Looks quiet.
This is insane, you know.
Very insane.
You get the feeling things are about to get bloody?
Could. Look, Cash, if one of us doesn't make it back, I just want you to know that you're the best cop I ever worked with.
There's something I want you to know, Ray. If you don't make it back, and I do, I am gonna date your sister.
Look, Cash, I got nothing against you, you know that. But I just don't want Catherine getting that 2 a.m. phone call saying something has happened to you. If she has to live with that, it would kill me.
Well, nothing's gonna happen to me. I'm charmed. All right, I'll tell you what. I'll stay away until you give me your blessing. Fair enough?
In that case, never.
Thought so. Let's go to work. Something's coming out with the computer.
It's on with that information on Perret.
Headlights blazing, the armored car speeds along a dirt track. Owen appears on a computer screen in the vehicle.
We're at the location.
Yeah, we're coming up on a very serious-looking gate here, Owen. Is this place fortified?
Don't know for sure, Cash. Better use extreme caution.
Cash?
Yeah?
Listen to the man.
Yes, Mommy.
They drive through the metal gates. Parrot watches on a video screen.
Subtle! Real subtle! We're in!
They're pursued by a group of trucks.
Get the hell out of here!
They speed up. Parrot watches the chase on his video screen with enjoyment.
Come on.
Tango and Cash fire rockets from the van, hitting some of the trucks behind them. They explode and roll over in flames. Parrot watches with excitement.
Come on! Cash, watch the right!
The remaining trucks machine gun in retaliation. They leap a deep ravine.
Yeah. Oh, real subtle. What the hell is you going to drive? Stevie Wonder! We're on fire!
Yeah, we're cooking now!
The boot is aflame.
We're in a goddamn maze!
This son of a bitch is playing with us!
Oh, shit!
A Jeep with huge pneumatic tires comes over a dusty hill.
Get the son of a bitches!
The Jeep chases them. They speed into a barrage of fire.
What's this guy on? He used car light? Come on! Bring them in!
A huge mechanical digger is knocked off a sand dune and explodes behind them. Two massive industrial trucks drive up close beside them.
We gotta bail!
What was that noise?
Don't worry, Owen! A few speed bumps!
The armored car is being crushed from both sides.
Come on, let's get the hell out of here!
Tango, I need a gun!
You guys aren't holding out on me, are you?
Here!
Oh, wait a minute! Why is yours bigger than mine?
Genetics, Pee-wee!
Fighting at their aggressors, Tango and Cash climb out onto the car's roof. Tango and Cash each climbs onto one of the yellow machines, knocks out the driver and takes the steering wheel. They steer the huge trucks away from their car, leaving it behind them.
Why aren't you guys talking to me anymore? Come on, say something.
Parrot slumps in his chair. Tango and Cash bring their vehicles to a halt on the brow of a hill overlooking the large grey building with the copper-coloured glass bricks.
A rat's gotta be in there!
Must be, it's the only building left standing.
Any chance he might surrender?
Not likely.
Remember, use extreme caution. Ciao.
They drive forward. Inside the depot of the grey building, all is empty and still. On opposite sides of the building, the trucks smash through the wall. They drive towards each other, wrecking everything in their paths. The two trucks meet, slamming into one another in the middle. Perrette's men are firing from all sides. Tango and Cash jump down from the trucks. Cash spots a gunman run up behind Tango, gun blazing. He shoots him, saving Tango. Cash cocks his head and smiles. Tango gives him a meaningful look. They look round at the arsenal of weapons in Perrette's depot.
Nice collection, man.
Yeah, toys for tots.
Okay, no more Ozies, breathe.
How do you figure?
Oh, I just saved your life, that's how I figure.
Why don't we discuss it later, huh?
Let him come, Mr. Perrette.
We are ready.
In Perrette's office, Lopez and Quan are heavily armed. Perrette wanders to a silver machine and presses a button.
Oh, bombs for tots!
Facility destruct sequence is now engaged.
Even this clock works backwards, so somebody activated a bomb.
Yeah, I wonder who.
Guarded by Ponytail, Catherine is bound and gagged in Perrette's office.
All right, how do we stop it?
Don't ask you, Perrette.
Hey, give me a toy, too. Tango, we only got 11 minutes.
They just scored 3 touchdowns in 11 minutes.
Yeah, but they had 3 timeouts.
The digital clock on the bomb reads 10 minutes, 54 seconds, and counting. Armed with machine guns, Tango and Cash advance slowly towards Perrette's office. Quan is waiting for them. They kill Quan, who collapses, still shooting. Lopez runs in, gun blazing at Tango. Tango takes cover behind a desk. Cash fires from a stairwell. Lopez is hit and goes down. Tango and Cash reload their guns and walk on. Behind them, Lopez isn't dead and raises his gun at the departing figures. Cash pushes Tango out of the way and takes the bullet through the arm. Tango spins round and shoots Lopez down.
You okay, Cash?
Yeah, clean exit.
You're lucky.
I've been shot plenty of times. I never felt lucky about it.
Stop complaining.
They walk into Perrette's deserted office.
Right side.
Got it.
The bank of video screens show the burning wreckage of the dusty compound.
This guy's a hell of a hobby.
Looks like we got our own TV show.
What do you think?
I think we better find a way to get the hell out of here.
Not yet, lad. Game's just starting, isn't it?
Ponytail has Catherine.
Over here.
He holds her hostage in the corner of the room.
Let her go!
He puts a gun to her head as Tango advances. Cash's gun laser sight shines on Ponytail's forehead.
Right. You want me? You got me.
I got you both now, don't I? Two for the price of one. The teddy boy trying to get a drop on me. Now drop your fucking gun, or I drop sister here.
Drop your gun, Cash.
I can take him.
Cash? Drop your goddamn gun!
I drop it. And we're both dead, and you know it.
Now, if you don't drop it, we all go up. Recognize plan B.
A grenade taped to Catherine.
She fancies me. She might even lose her head over me. Know what I mean? You don't know me, mate, yeah? But he's been looking forward to kicking your fucking brains in. Ain't you, Sonny? Well, pretty boy. I'd like you to watch me. Pleasure your sister, slow and easy. But I only got a few minutes to carve you up!
He tosses Catherine aside and runs for Cash. His mate charges at Tango. Both bears fist fight. Tango gets some good head blows in, but Ponytail whacks Cash backwards over a table. Tango is knocked against a wall. His assailant misses and kicks in a set of glass shelves. Ponytail headbutts Cash and squeezes his wounded arm. Tango's assailant karate chops Pellet's glass desk and Tango punches him hard in the throat. Cash holds a grenade to Ponytail's face.
We never talked about Plan C, asshole.
He pulls the pin and shoves the grenade down Ponytail's pants.
You're a dud.
He punches him backwards down a stairwell. Tango finishes off his attacker. The grenade explodes.
Fubar, big time.
We gotta find Catherine.
Perret, reflected in mirrored panels, holds her.
The one great scorer comes to write against your name. He'll mark. Not that you won or lost, but how you played the game. What bullshit.
Shit.
This game has cost me a lot.
You blew this maniac into the ozone.
You just gotta know which one he is.
I do.
I leave you with this thought, gentlemen.
Great. All you need now is a gun.
Got it. Business as usual.
Well, you
will be a meaningless...
All right, Tango. Let's take him alive.
You kept on three.
Call it.
One.
Perret falls through the glass with two bullet holes in his forehead.
Hey. My sights are up.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Cash, get the door. Hurry up.
Got
her. She all right?
Yeah, she's coming through.
How'd you know which one to shoot?
You saw the ring, right?
No, the monogram.
What?
Yeah, I was reversing the mirrors. What about the ring?
It's in the wrong hand of the mirror.
Are we clever or what? Come on, let's blow this place. Let's go.
Oh, you gotta run.
Supporting Catherine, they run from the room. Tango checks the time on the bomb.
20 seconds, Cash.
They run out of the building. The clock counts down 7, 6, 3, 2. They leap safely into a ditch as the building explodes in a big ball of flames.
Well, it looks like there's a lot of new pollution in the sky tonight, and they call it Perret.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay. I'm just worried about you.
Oh, thanks. I'm probably gonna lose my arm on account of saving him.
Catherine, come on. It's a scratch. Cash, you got sloppy, and you stumbled.
Sloppy? Tango, I took that hit for you. You know, I can't believe after all I've done for you, you're still ungrateful.
Done for me?
Yeah.
Guys, this is no time to argue.
Catherine, he just can't accept it as a number two cop in L.A. It's just very hard for him to hear.
Yeah, dream on, Bullwinkle. Look, you got your version.
I got the truth.
Mm. Why don't you just admit it, that you guys work well together?
Oh, yeah. Well, no matter what you say, Ray, I've at least earned the right to date your sister.
Over my dead body.
Deal?
The high five moment. A headline reads, Heroes again. Tango and Cash back on the force. ITFC audio description by Lonnie Evans and James O'Hara.
Locomotive burning down the track. You're my destination.
around the clock. You get the best of what I